We have on the line Councillor Mary Fitzpatrick, who will be standing in the next general election in the Dublin Central constituency. Excuse me. And Mary is going to discuss with me this morning the Dublin North Inner City Regeneration Bill, or as Mary has aptly dubbed it, the Gregory Deal for 2030. Good afternoon, Mary, and welcome to Northside Today.
Good afternoon, Donny, and thank you for having me on the show. And can I just say before we start, one minor correction to your very generous introduction. Thank you, Donny. But while I was a city councillor for 10 years, I'm not currently a city councillor, so I don't want to mislead your listeners today. So you are correct, I will be standing as a general election candidate whenever that comes, and if there's a local elections before that, I'll contest those too. But I'm actually not currently a sitting city councillor, so just to be clear about that.
Well, now that we have cleared that up, and thank you for that, Mary, I suppose we should maybe set a little bit of a backdrop for this. I am old enough to remember the late Tony Gregory TD. And in February 1982, Tony Gregory did a deal with Fianna Fáil. Well, he did, but reality, Mary, is he did a deal with Charlie Haughey for the regeneration of the area, which was not realised because the government fell in November of the same year. Now, I am old enough to remember, Mary, as it became known, the Gregory Deal. He wasn't looking for anything out of the ordinary. He really just wanted to, I would suggest, bring the North Inner City somewhere close to the rest of the city.
Yeah, I think you're right. The context here is the Gregory Deal back in 1982. Now, I was a much younger girl in those days, so I wasn't as politically involved as I am now. But it's a deal that has gone down in history, I guess, primarily because it was historic. He was an independent TD. He made a significant agreement with Charlie Haughey, who was leader of Fianna Fáil at the time, for a significant investment in the North Inner City to address housing poverty, to address unemployment and educational disadvantage. They would be the three primary issues that Charlie Haughey and himself sought to address in what is referred to as a deal, but actually just last week I heard Maureen O'Sullivan refer to it as more of a programme, and herself, Fergus McCabe and others who live in the North Inner City and worked and supported Tony Gregory put together what was a programme of works and investment that was all aimed at delivering a lasting regeneration for Dublin's North Inner City. Unfortunately, the nature of politics is such that that government didn't last till the end of 1982, and I think it was in November of that year the government fell. There was a general election, and when the Dáil was resumed, there was a different makeup to the Dáil. So the programme or the deal as such for the North Inner City was not progressed in the way it had been designed and agreed between the late Tony Gregory and the late Charlie Haughey. And the bill that we're talking about, that you and I are talking about now, is a bill that was introduced in June of this year by John Lahart, TD and Fianna Fáil spokesperson for Dublin. And this bill has come about as a consequence of work I have been doing and Fianna Fáil has been doing with members of the community in the North Inner City, the North Inner City Community Coalition, which is a coalition of community groups based in Dublin's North Inner City, but also the work we've been doing directly with residents and employers, and as part of the work of the Mulvey report that was commissioned by the previous Taoiseach Enda Kenny. And the idea of the bill, the Dublin North Inner City Regeneration Bill, is to establish a statutory authority for a period of 10 years for the geographic area of all of the North Inner City to address the root causes of problems of dereliction and disadvantage in the North Inner City, but also most critically to champion the North Inner City, to champion the enormous potential that there is in the North Inner City for quality residential development, for quality urban development. The North Inner City is one of the oldest parts of Dublin City, the markets area, you know, going back 900 years. And while there has been some developments and some regeneration, you know, since the 1980s, there's no disputing that. What is missing is an approach that takes, that puts the state on the hook for driving long-term sustainable regeneration. So a state authority that would drive the regeneration of lands in state ownership like O'Devany Gardens and Dominic Street and the Magdalen Laundry site, Donny, that you and I have spoken about on Sean McDermott Street before, but also drive development opportunities like the National Monument site on Moore Street, the Battlefield site in around Moore Street, Henry Street, Parnell Square, the old Colossus site, the markets area, the beautiful fruit and vegetable Victorian market structure that's there. There's been a lot of talk for many years about developing and regenerating the area, but the state has dragged its feet. It has stalled. And
Mary, can I just ask you? Can I just ask you there, as before you go on? I'm not interrupting you, but I just want a small bit of clarification. When you say you want a state-driven and a state-organised regeneration plan, you are separating, I think, if I'm right, the state as opposed to the government. Because the point was made under with the Gregory deal, governments change, deals go. But if it's a state, if it's the state that's driving it, it stays in place irrespective of which government or which minister is in place. Am I right in your taking?
Absolutely. That's a critical distinction with this proposal. It's that it actually removes the regeneration of the North Inner City from the vagaries of political and electoral climates. So what it would do for the first time is create a state authority similar to what was done in Grange Gorman for the development of the Grange Gorman campus. There a state authority was set up to actually drive that project. And what this bill seeks to do is, again in the same manner, remove the politics and the vagaries of electoral politics from such a critically important issue as the regeneration of the North Inner City, and put it on a statutory footing on an initial term, a 10-year term. And that would mean that the state is making a significant commitment regardless of who's in power. It wouldn't matter whether it's Enda Kenny or whether it's Micheál Martin or whoever it is. What would actually matter is that the state is making a commitment to the regeneration of the North Inner City. And one thing that's important about that, apart from the fact that it removes the uncertainties that are a consequence of political environments, but it would also say to private owners of land and development in the North Inner City that the state is committed, that the state is seriously committed to driving the regeneration and to investing in the regeneration of the area. And that would encourage private investment as well. And that's a critical distinction. That's how the Grange Gorman Development Authority has managed to raise significant funding for its development of the campus there, because the state has been seen to make a very serious long-term commitment.
Mary, we are at the back end of 2018. So let us say we're opening the door on 2019. You are looking for this regeneration bill to run to 2030. Now, that is 11 years. Mm. Is the North Inner City so disadvantaged and so left behind that it will actually take 11 years? Now, of course, let us live in an ideal world here for a moment, you and I, where this is taken on board and they say, yes, let's do it. Are you still saying that if every box is ticked, that it will take 11 years to make it right, Mary?
I don't think it will. I don't think it will take 11 years to make it right at all, Donny. But I think what is required is for the state to say that it is committing to regenerating on a long-term basis. So what we have had in the course of the last year or two, actually, since Enda Kenny set up the asked Ciarán Mulvey to do a report, and Ciarán Mulvey came up with what he described, not my words, he described as an outline plan of activities, to which initially I think €3 million was allocated, and a year on there is another couple of million euros allocated, and I believe for next year they're talking about maybe €6 million. But the issue is that from 1 year to the next, in fact, from the first 6 months of that Mulvey report to the next 12 months, nobody really knew what funds, if any, the state was allocating. The state has been generous in allocating funds, and we all recognise it. But to make lasting interventions and to make lasting change, some interventions will take longer. Now, in terms of built development, and that is only one element, because there are other interventions around programs around education and mental health and addiction. But if you look at the issue of development and building structure, you know, in the North Inner City, there has been significant delivery in the last 24 months of purpose-built student accommodation, which has flown up in anything from sort of 18 to 24 months. But in contrast to that, there are state-owned lands zoned for housing and homes, and nothing has happened on them for the last 5 or 6 years. So there, what the development authority would do is drive the delivery of affordable homes in the North Inner City at a pace that would be comparable to what the private market is doing. That would be in a development sense. If you look at some of the other programs, the educational programs or the health programs, they would be ran over a longer period of time. There's also enormous potential for cultural development in the North Inner City, both historic but also performance and entertainment. So what we're saying by way of the Development Authority having a term of 10 years is that the state would be making a commitment to the regeneration over a 10-year period. We are not suggesting that the regeneration would take in its entirety 10 years. We would hope that there would be real deliverables started to be experienced much earlier than that. But, you know, there would have to be a programme, and that is part of the bill, that the bill would require a programme of work to be published on an annual basis and reported on an annual basis.
Mary, can I put it to you that, and it's an unfair way, I suppose, of coming at this, but I have to put it to you, seeing as you are the person that's here and talking to me about it, and it's unfair because you're Fianna Fáil, but I'm going to ask you this anyway. In my opinion, and I want you to shoot me down and tell me I'm wrong, this is the best chance that the North Inner City and that whole area will ever have, following on from the late Tony Gregory's deal with Charlie Hawley, which, as we know, collapsed. But that this is the best chance they're ever going to have, because arguably, and I'm using the word arguably, the most powerful man in the country is the Minister for Finance. Now, some people will say it's the Taoiseach, but a lot of people will say no. Minister for Finance is actually more powerful. He represents that area. The current First Citizen, Neil Ring, represents that area, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, so that this right here, right now, is the best chance that that area has of getting rejuvenated, getting proper commitments and getting money pumped into it. And while it's fine to see and hear little piecemeal, again, I was talking to Brian McLaughlin, the CEO of Inner City Helping Homeless, at 11:30. And we came to the conclusion that we in this country, no matter what we're talking about, we're very good at tinkering around the edges, but actually getting stuck in and solving the problem, nah, that's for somebody else to do.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Donny. I think this is the best opportunity that, and it's not just the greatest opportunity for the North Inner City, which of course it is, but it is the greatest opportunity for our capital city and for the whole country. Keep in mind that this part of the city, while it's local to me, while it's my local area, it is for everybody in the country, the heart of our capital city, and it is for everybody who visits our country from overseas, arguably a place that nearly everybody passes through or visits. They arrive into O'Connell Street, the GPO, down to Henry Street, the Abbey Theatre. So Crow Park, I mean, this is not just incredibly important because it is local for me and local for all of us in the North Inner City and Dublin Central, but it is critically important for our country. The Minister for Finance is the most powerful elected representative in the country. He holds the purse strings. And he happens to be the TD for this area. And absolutely, he has got the power to actually make this happen and to leave a legacy of lasting, sustainable and sustained regeneration. And that is why it was hugely disappointing that when the bill was moved to second stage in the Dáil last week, he did not support the bill. It was hugely disappointing, not just for me, but certainly for the people of the North Inner City. And we have appealed to him, and we will continue to appeal to him, to stop and to stand back from the immediate personal political imperatives that face him, and to actually take a wider look at this, take a longer look at it, and to make the right decision for the North Inner City and for our capital city. He's got the power to make this happen. When he spoke in the Dáil, I appreciate, and we all appreciate, he's got an enormous task and an awful lot of pressures on his time. It didn't appear that he had spent much time reading the bill or considering it. He spoke entirely in the context of the Mulvey report, and was a bit defensive, quite frankly, which was disappointing because he seemed to take this proposal as an attack on the work of the Mulvey Task Force, which it is not in any way intended to be. And we have said this publicly. This is actually meant to build on the Mulvey report. The problem with the Mulvey report is it is only there at the behest or at the pleasure of the Taoiseach of the moment. It also only deals with a small geographic area in the North Inner City. It has no long-term or multi-annual funding or sustained commitment from the state. It also divides the North Inner City community because it only deals with a small geographic area and it excludes every place east of Seville Place, so it excludes the East Wall, and every place west of O'Connell Street, all of the markets in Smithfield and Stony Batter, and every place north of Summerhill. So while the task force was a good initiative, and it is a good initiative, and there are some positive deliverables from it, there is no disputing it. It has been very competently and well chaired by Michael Stone. In and of itself, it was an outline plan. Those were Mulvey's words, not mine. It is a plan that deals with matters at a certain level, but it does not have a remit or authority to drive long-term sustainable regeneration, and it doesn't have a remit or authority to address the root causes. So on that basis, we are appealing to the Minister for Finance to reconsider and to support the bill. John Lahart has committed to resubmitting the bill, and we are consulting with TDs and the rest and the wider community to gain more support for this bill, because it is a bill that will deliver lasting regeneration that will last long beyond any politician's term who has the privilege to represent the North Inner City.
Yeah, I just find that one strange, Mary, I have to be honest, because it's the cynic in me, but I have long held the opinion that a politician's first thoughts on entering the Dáil on his election, the very first thing he concentrates or she concentrates on is getting re-elected. Now, you would imagine that this is a gilt-edged opportunity for Pascal Donoghue to increase his vote in the North Inner City area, and I just don't see the mentality behind it, because either way he's going to have to spend money. Like, he could spin this so well for himself within the constituency, and just doesn't seem to have interest in it, Mary.
Yeah, that is disappointing. And look, I don't know who advises him or from where he takes his counsel, and I'm not going to second guess him. You're right, the electoral imperative should indicate that this would be a great opportunity. I'm hoping he will reconsider. You know, maybe it does reflect a view out there that he is the Minister for Finance and he is going to be elected on the first count and exceeds the quota, and so he doesn't need, he feels that, you know, the work that he's doing is sufficient and he's home and dry, and so it's not of, you know, importance to him. What I would appeal to him is this. I would say, look at where we want the North Inner City to be, not in 5 months or in 5 years, but in 10, 15, 20 years. The North Inner City, the regeneration of it is critically important, not just for the people who are living there today, but for the generations of people who will live there in the future. We have an opportunity to take the development opportunities that exist there and to use them in a way that will deliver lasting quality, sustainable urban development. We have an opportunity to address the root causes of disadvantage and dereliction. And this regeneration authority is a vehicle that would demonstrate the state's commitment, not any one politician's, but the state's commitment to actually doing that. And I would hope that as a very experienced politician, and to be fair to him, he has served the community, that he would recognise it for what it is and put the state on the hook when he is in a position to actually do that. You know, that would be my hope, and that is what we will continue to work to achieve.
Well, Mary, along with everything that you have outlined there, I mean, it's a part of the city that I have a huge love and a grow for, and the one thing that really anybody who hasn't experienced it, they should, because despite all the negative publicity that surrounds that part of the city, there is a vibrance and a community spirit there that is absolutely second to none. And there's a sense of humour and a way of dealing with things that is inspiring for people, Mary. And I really, really hope that the initiative and the regeneration of that area goes ahead full steam, because if there is any area or any people that deserve it, it is those people in there. Mary Fitzpatrick.
Johnny, can I just say to you, you're absolutely right. And can I just say one thing? Like, you're 100% spot on. The people of the North Inner City are fantastic. Irish people are fantastic all over. But even today, this evening, we'll be welcoming a homegrown world champion in back to the North Inner City.
Correct.
Kelly Harrington, you know, this evening, a world champion, like, huge achievement. And she's from the North Inner City. And she's a world champion, but there's loads of ordinary, normal people like yourself, myself, Tony, North Inner City people. It is a great place, and it is a place that deserves to be championed, and it is a place that deserves to be valued and to be regenerated, not on a short-term basis, but on a long-term basis. And that's what the Bill aims to seeks to achieve. And thank you so much for giving us a little bit of an opportunity to share it with your listeners, Tony.
Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil candidate in the next election, be they local or general, you are more than welcome anytime, Mary, and you have my word that we will follow the progress of this bill, and I have no doubt we will talk about it again. Mary Fitzpatrick, thank you so much for joining me on the Monday edition of Northside Today.
Thank you.